You're recording.
No. But it is a joy for us to be back here. And really hadn't planned. We planned. Bill texted us last week and he said, asked us whether or not we'd be able to get up here. And at that time, I only thought I had about a day, maybe a day off, and that was thought, you know, it's great. And I'm being honest with you tonight, okay? So you can leave if you want to, but so we come to find out I had some extra time off, and so we were on our way to Virginia to see our kids up next to D.C., and then Virginia, Patty passed away, and definitely wanted to come up here and be with the family, and because we love the Ross family and the Patty family. Amen. And so anyway, we're on our way to Virginia, so we're passing through. So you know, no problem with us, because folk up here like family to us too. Some of you know that we've experienced some hardship this past year. Life is full of things that we don't like. I know today, as we were here for the burial of Virginia, I would have never thought that 2014 we would have experienced a death in our family, here. Starting last March, we were met with a situation with our grandson who lived 11 months, and it's been a hard year. And I was talking to some of you today, and I'm going to be honest with you, we're not over it yet. I told someone, I've not lost my mother yet. My mother's still alive, and I praise God for that. I don't know how it would be, how it will be. But I know my dad passed away a couple of years ago, and I know he was waiting for the shore. He was ready to go. And you know, it got to a point where we were glad to see him go, because we knew he would suffer if he stayed here. And that's the same way it happened with our grandson. But I will tell you that losing a grandson or a son or child is probably the hardest thing that this side of heaven is thing that we've had to face. And so I just some thoughts I want to share with you tonight. I don't know, we may be scattered. But there's one thing that I learned to do with my grandson, and that was learn to sing to him. And it seemed to rest his spirit, as you were saying earlier. One of the nurses passed through while I was singing this song. And she told me, one thing I want you to do, keep singing. So her daughter Heather took some vittles down for Christmas to the nurses. And so she sent a reply back to me and said, I hope he's still singing. This is a song that I'd sing. We'd sing Jesus Loves Me to him, but this song meant so much to me. It still means a lot to me. And I'm going to try to sing a verse or two of it for you. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Amen. No, not one. No, not one. None else could heal all the soul's diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
There's not an hour that He is not near us. No, not one. No, not one. No night so dark that He cannot cheer us. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one.
Amen.
Turn with me, if you have your Bibles, to Job. And again, just some thoughts. I hope and pray that I'll maybe say something other that will be a help and a blessing to you. I don't know exactly how to go, but I appreciate what Justin brought forth on the biography of Fanny Crosby. She's one of my favorite songwriters. It's amazing how a lady can not see, yet she sees. It's amazing how that someone with a disability will again get out of their comfort zone and with a touch of the Heavenly Father above be able to do something other for His glory and His honor, that even in 2014, and if we live, 2015 still blesses us every time we open the Blessed Songbook. You know, I think about what she experienced and some of the heartache, and as I said with myself, the heartache and that we've been through this year. And I think about Job, because as I was thinking about how hard it was for us to go through the situation with Brennan and our grandson, and how that there would be times that we would be faced, as I would sing that song, tears would just flow down my cheeks, because I knew that his time was short. And I knew that we wasn't going to have him for a long time. But then at the same time, folk, I'm not going to stand up here and say that I was not thinking about why me, Lord. Because, we're human. And all of us are human. I say that with Miss Virginia that just passed away. My thought on Christmas, this time of the year, why? You know, why now? Why, you know, and what I've heard, you know, she was in good health. She made the family get-together just a few weeks prior. And we don't know and understand what God has for any of us. And as I was thinking about the last day, this is the last hour of 2014, and we're fixing to go to 2015. You know, I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what is up ahead. Can I say this and being honest at all? I hope and pray that it will be a better year for the Petty family than it was in 2014. But I have no idea, because God knows and He goes before us. I do know and understand this, that according to Scripture, that God works in our behalf. He's got everything. He's making us into the image of His dear Son. He's trying to make us so that we can be presentable when we stand before the Father in heaven. And so as I was thinking about that, I thought about Job. And this passage had come to me, and thought about the trials and the tribulations that Job had. You understand the story, how that he was a righteous man. He he who was a man that the Bible said eschewed or stayed away from evil. He tried, listen, that all that was within him to try to live a godly life, a righteous life. This means that he was one that was very diligent in what he did in worshiping God. Understand also that when the book of Job was written, listen, there was no Bible. Job is probably the oldest book in the Bible. The oldest book in the Bible. And so Genesis, you think about it, he's in the time of the Genesis, and there's no scripture like we got today to read and get encouragement and to get hope on. But yet there were some things that Job knew. There were some things that Job knew, and as he went through the storms in his life, he just stuck to the stuff. Amen? He just stayed with the Lord, and he just kept on going. In Job, we see here in chapter number 1, I just want to read a verse and sort of let it be my springboard. In verse number 21, the Bible said, in verse 21 of chapter 1, he said, and Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just want to take that last little portion right there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now I'm looking around you this hour, and I see, listen, and I will tell you, even because of the heartaches and the things that you have experienced this year, you can still get up a holy grunt and say, the Lord has been good to you this year. Amen? You may be here, you may be having some afflictions. You may be having some things, some problems financially. You may be, listen, you're just about on the brink of bankruptcy. But listen, if you really can honestly say the Lord's been good to you, say amen. I mean, God's still been good to us. The Lord has given us many blessings. I thought about the being with the families today and seeing, and I just am blessed because I know there's a family by the name of Patty in Tennessee that, man, listen, they have been blessed. I mean, they have been blessed. You have been blessed. And then the Ross family, you have been blessed. Now, there's more of you out there than just Rosses and Patties. I understand that. But listen, I believe, listen, we've been blessed beyond measure in 2014.
Amen.
I began to think about my grandson. I began to think about when we began the journey in March. He became sick and became ill. Now we live up in the corner of the state, and we took him to the doctor. And you know, my wife and I understood, and my daughter, we understood there was something wrong, but they couldn't find anything. I mean, the doctor just gave him an eye appointment for a month and a half after we discovered that he had something wrong with him. In other words, he just told us to take him home. Take him home, and his eyesight, maybe he's going blind. And his eyes was like that. What do you do in situations like that? You begin to question, don't you? Hey, man. My daughter on Sunday night, she called my wife. She said, Mama, she said, there's something wrong with Brennan. We got to get him to the doctor. I'm taking him to Atlanta. I'm loading him up and I'm taking him down. You want to go? Well, it was a blessing to me to know that my daughter had some sense to say, there's something going on. We can't wait till we see an eye doctor a month from now. And come to find out it was more than eyes. But listen, that doctor there in our little town, he was just doing what he thought was right. He was acting on what he's seen. He didn't think about anything I can't even say the word. You know what I'm talking about. We loaded him up to tuck him down. And come to find out, they diagnosed him with OMS. Run tests on him, brought him back home. Seemingly, then we had to start fighting to get the medicine that he needed. Now I'm using all negatives. We started fighting. The doctor made a wrong call. This and that and the other. But in all those times, folk, we seen God work. We've seen people reach out to us like we've never seen people reach out before. We've seen people that begin to have heart, compassion on us. And in all those times, you know, and in June, began to question about going to Jamaica. Deb, we had our tickets and everything. And Lord knows that we love to go in missions. And he quit breathing. Took him to the hospital. I'm scared to death. Got to go to the hospital. Get to the hospital. Little fella's just setting up like he's nothing wrong with him. Bring him home. That evening he had another one. Then took him to the hospital. And then my wife made the decision right then and there. I'm not leaving him. I've got to be here. I'm going to tell you something or other. It wrecked my world because I wanted my wife to go with me to Jamaica. And I want to. Can I tell you? I was mad. I was mad. You don't think? Oh goodness gracious! I was mad. Lord, we've committed ourselves to go to Jamaica. We paid her way. My wife can't go now. We're not going to get the refund back. Then I go to Jamaica, and then come to find out that there's prayer warriors there praying for my grandson. During the time we were there, he had another spell, and over 70 missionaries together in a classroom gathered and prayed for my grandson. The Lord gave. The Lord gave us a multitude of people to stand behind us in a tragedy, in a situation. Now I'm trying to use my sort of testimony to sort of give a ground level of what I'm getting at. All through the time, folk, I walked pastor, preacher, and I was saying, God, why us? What have I done? I even... You know, I even questioned, Lord, is this because of my not getting out of my comfort zone? All the time. In our family, we'd never had a child, our grandson. Not since I've been alive. To face a disease like he had. Matter of fact, our four children, other than just having flu, just sort of like Zadie, I mean, you know, scares, right? I mean, you know, any of you got kids, we were blessed. All four of our children are up, they're grown. No one on either side of my family had ever lost a child. So in that part, I had to say the Lord gave. The Lord has been good to us. Amen? You see, that middle verse is where I had a problem. The Lord has taken away. In October... They done a trach. They put a trach in him, thinking they'd get to bring him home. And I had to wrestle with that, because everywhere he went, he had to have that machine on him the rest of his life. Things went through my mind. He'll never play. I never get out to play football with him, baseball. Probably never get to take him fishing. And I almost began to work on me to a point that, Lord, you've let me down. Why me, Lord? And I'm not trying to give a sad story this evening, but folk, I want to say to you, in 2015, you may be facing something like you've never faced before. There might come a time when you're going to be asking, "Why me, Lord?" It could be of anything. What are you going to say? You see, Job here in this passage, he says, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away." See, the Lord has taken away. But that last little thing, he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord."
Amen.
And I got thinking about that and thinking about Job. Job just didn't have one. He had 10. He lost everything he had in a matter of just a day or two days. I'm not sure what the time frame was. But you read that verse after verse where the messenger come to Job and said, "Job, you just lost this." Not finished saying that. The messenger not finished saying that until another messenger would come and say, "Job, sorry to tell you, but your son just got, your children are dead." And yet the Bible says that Job, in all that he said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Folk, I thought I could be strong. I sat at the table today and cried like a baby. And I do. My wife and I, we go down to the cemetery and we have our little moments. And I mean, you say, how fresh is it? I can see a little child come into the store where I work at. And that little child can get in a bad way. And the mama start just absolutely just scolding the kid. And I get upset because I'll never get to hear my grandkid cry. I'll never get to see the mama get on to him. I mean, I get upset because, listen, the very fact is, sometimes I feel like I've been robbed by God. But when it comes right down to it, I have to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, I don't know what was in store had that child lived. Would he have grown up and served the Lord? We don't know. But I do know this, that child fulfilled a purpose in our life. And I shared it with the family today. You see, when God gives you, listen to me, if you've got breath tonight, if you've got breath, God has put you here for a purpose. Every one of you here has a purpose. And listen, God has got you here. And listen, until you find purpose in your life, you'll never begin to live. And sometimes, listen, He puts little babies here and He don't give them opportunity to find their purpose. They're put here for a purpose by Him to be an angel, to be sent to us, to give us a message. And the message that He gave to us is that we need to love our family like none other. Our family was at odds with each other. And I tell you, there's probably some families here at odds with each other too. Do you know, families are going to have squabbles. Families are going to be mad at one another. And sometimes God can put a child in the family and bring on onset of some trouble to cause that family to grow closer together and learn to be forgiven of one another. He can strike a family member with a disease to cause the family to come back together. He can cause a financial run for the family to understand that you need one another in the hard times and also the good times. You see, the thought is where your hope and your help comes from, and that is where Job understood where his hope and help come from. Folk, I want to say to you, my family can go with me just so far, but listen, I've understood that God is the one that's been able to bear us up under all the tragedy that's happened in our life this past year. And I understand in 2015, whatever we face, that, listen, we, by the help of the Lord above, will be able to face any storm that comes our way. Why? Because our help is in the Lord. And here in the book of Job, Job absolutely turned to the Lord. Now, it looks just exactly, if you read the whole book of Job, I mean, his friends comes and sits with him, and listen, they don't understand what's going on with him. They think that he has sinned. They think that he has done something bad, and God has brought the judgment hand upon him. But God allowed Satan to work in Job's life to bring him discomfort, so as, I believe, listen, the redeeming part of Job is that we have this testimony of Job that God will vindicate the righteous. Turn with me. I just want to share some verses with you. It's not a preaching message. It's just trying to preach, speak from the heart. I want you to look with me in chapter 13, verse 15. There's other passages that I will not even speak on or speak about tonight. But there's one thing I can tell you, that as Job was going through the hard times, and folk, listen, get in your mindset of something you're going through. Because, you know, you might be going through a hard time right here. It may be all you can do to keep everything together in your household. But folk, may I say, if the Lord is Lord of your house, He will not forsake you. He will not leave you. Amen. The question is, will you leave Him? The question is, will you quit? The question is, will you get mad at Him and say, He ain't been the good God that I thought He would be? Job lost all of his family. Yet in chapter 13, verse 15, listen what he has to say. The Scripture says, though he slays me, this is Job's answer back to his friends. He says, though he slay me, yet I will trust in Him. But I will maintain mine own ways before Him. Though he slays me. Job talking to his friends and answering his friends. Listen, they're giving their platitudes. They're trying to tell him, Job, if you'll do this and you'll do that. Listen, Job understood in his own right that he was trying to live for the Lord. He was trying to do the best he could do. And that's the reason why he says, I will maintain mine own ways before Him. In other words, my way. Listen, he's not saying that he's trying to do something above God, but he's saying, I'm just going to try to keep on going and try to keep a straight path towards the Lord. I'm going to keep trusting Him.
Yeah.
Think about Jenny. It's going to be a hard year. But there's not, listen, anything we can say yet. Just got to keep trusting Him.
Amen.
I know when my dad died, and my dad was, I know what he kept saying to us, and the first thing he said to us, I want you to take care of your mama. My mom's still alive. But my dad, before he died, my dad made this, I mean, you know, he said, I just want my kids to do right. And I think that's the greatest testimony that any parent can leave. Listen, if I leave this world and my children are living for the Lord, that'll be the greatest testimony that I could ever have. I mean, you, bar none, I want my children. And listen, may I say to you, my children are not all doing what they need to do for the Lord, by the way. And so it breaks my heart. But now you know what I understand? Understand what my dad meant.
Amen.
When he said, I'd like for you boys to keep serving the Lord and find you a place in the church and live for the Lord.
Amen.
You see, that's the legacy that we leave. Listen, the legacy for the Ross family, and I say pretty sure for the Patty family, and I mean, I know I'm not preaching a funeral, but I remember Amos and Minnie Ross, and I remember the thing that just absolutely that pushes me out to the edge is the fact that their faith for the Lord, they had some hard times. They were not rich people. I can understand that, but boy, they kept when they come to Georgia. My mom was talking about it today. Virginia Ann, she was just a little tight and she had the accordion and she played the accordion. And every time they step foot in the church house, you wells to get ready, the Ross family are going to sing.
Amen.
Now, folk, may I say to you, listen, what am I seeing right now? I'm seeing some more Rosses and some more Patties that are coming on to serve the Lord. That's the greatest legacy. Why? You're trusting in the Lord. When everything's said and done, when they're all dead and gone, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is what needs to get the glory and the honor.
Amen.
And Job was right there. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. Look at it in verse number chapter 19. Like I say, there's no notes here. I'm just giving you scripture. This is sort of, Justin, when you was reading on Fanny. Look at verse number 23 of chapter 19. Job's friends might have thought he might have been forsaken by the Lord, but he wasn't forsaken. And he knew who he had his faith in. Because look at verse number 23. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. Guess what, Job?
Amen.
They were printed.
Amen.
That they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. May I say to you, Job didn't know about the Word of God that it would be ingrained in there forever. But listen, he was desirous that the testimony that he had would be read and carried out through all eternity. And guess what? The Word of God will never pass away, folk.
Amen.
Now understand this. Listen, he didn't have a copy of the Word of God. He didn't have a scroll. All he had was his God. And he knew that his God was going to carry him through.
Amen.
He says here, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me."
Amen.
What do you see there? I see number one, I see Job's friend. He had a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He had a Redeemer. Listen, I'll say to you what a Redeemer is. It's someone who buys you back. Job knew, listen, that he needed to be bought back. May I say to you this evening, we need to be bought back. We were bought back by the Son of God who gave His life on Calvary for us. But folks, listen, you've got to accept Him as your Savior in order to have the redemption. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah.
What a blessing it is. And I see his faith. Look at what he says. He says, "And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth."
Amen.
He knew exactly, listen, what his Redeemer was going to do. And I love this here. He says, "And though my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God."
Amen.
Folks, I want to say to you this evening, tragedy hit the Petty family this past year. And for a lot of folk, what happened today, and what I heard one of the guys say, probably would have destroyed a lot of people, and they would have got mad at God because of someone going home at an early age of 66. What happened to us with losing a grandson at 11 months, I will tell you, it's enough sometimes to make you just want to throw up your hands and say, life's not worth living. By the way, there's a lot of folks that just do, that's what they do, just throw up their hands and they say, it's not worth living. But you see, there's something other I want to give to you in closing tonight. David said for my grandson the words about his son. He said, I can't bring him back, but I can go to where he's at. A scripture. And I have to just trust in it. You may be here this evening and your life is going through some hard times. Are you really trusting Him? Are you really putting your faith in Him? Are you confident your God is able? No matter what comes your way, can you say just like Job, I know my Redeemer liveth. Can you say that one day your eyes of faith are going to behold Him? You see, because I believe what makes this book so valuable in our Bible is not the trials that Job went through, but it's the God that delivered him. May I say to you this evening, what's the most important thing in your life? To make sure that you have a God that can deliver.
Amen.
And that you've got your faith and your trust in Him.
Amen.
What's the challenge I leave for you? 2015's up pretty well up on us.
Yeah.
Are you going to make it count for Jesus?
Amen.
No matter what comes your way, are you going to trust Him? I would say, folk, it's well worth the journey. Thought about Job. Job got everything back and more. The last chapter of the book. I haven't got my grandson back. You haven't got your mom back. But they're not gone.
Amen.
They just took a journey.
Amen.
And one of these days, through faith,
amen,
in Jesus Christ,
amen,
I'm going to take a journey.
Amen.
I'm going to see them.
Amen.
But as Fanny Crosby wrote, I shall know Him.
Amen.
My eyes are going to see Him.
Amen.
And I'll recognize Him by the print of the nails in His hand.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, I come before You. The hour's getting close. We've been scattered, but Lord, we've shared what You wanted us. And Lord, I had a couple of outlines, Father, I could have, Lord, but I've just felt led to go this route. God, I pray that You would just take the remarks that we had, Lord, especially the Word. God, may, Lord, it just, Lord, help us, Father, in 2015. Lord, if we are perplexed with some problems, Lord, we're hit with some troubles. Father, we're having to experience some losses, whatever they might be. Help us right now, this moment, Lord, in the few moments that we're going to meet at the altar, to present ourselves to You, a living sacrifice, Lord, which is, Lord, just our reasonable service. But Lord, Lord, that's all You require, Father. You just want us to be, Lord, totally Yours. And God, I pray, Father, as we were met with some circumstances, Lord, may we, Lord, be able to walk on water. Lord, if it be Your will that You would deliver us. Lord, if not, Lord, help us, Father, just to find peace in the midst of the storm. God, as I said at the early start, Lord, in the song, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. Lord, you do know about our struggles. Lord, you are in the midst of our fires. And Father, you will help us, Father, in the midst of them. Lord, sometimes to deliver, sometimes, Lord, just to go through them with us. But God, help us, Father, to remain faithful to you. We ask, Father, if there's one here tonight, Lord, that's not saved, God, I pray that you would speak to them, help them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Brother, come in.
Exactly what you need to work in. And I like to preach, by the way. But I'm so glad that Justin shared what he shared. And that...